good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Finance and Governance meeting scheduled for today, the 17th of December. Right, first item on the agenda, FGO 2318, to receive and approve apologies and absence.
None received.
Okay. To receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Do we have anybody who wishes to declare any interests or dispensations?
No.
Okay, we can move on from that. Okay, FGO 2518, to approve the minutes of the Finance and Good Governance Committee meeting held on the 5th of November 2018. Does anybody have any comments or any issues they wish to raise for that? Any changes? Anything required? Okay, can I have a proposer and a seconder? That's Councillor Kilmurray. Councillor Stead. Okay, that's Councillor Carr. Sorry about that.
You need to vote, Mr. Chair.
And can we vote for the favour, sir?
No.
Unanimous?
Thank you.
Okay. Right, to report on the minutes of Finance and Governance Committee on the 5th of November, Mr. Clark.
One item to report, okay. Which is one of the actions from the last Finance and Good Governance Committee meeting was to submit further information with reference to the ongoing challenge to the car park rates appeal. We've received notification in the parish office that appeal has failed, and the rateable value is therefore £24,000. There is one further opportunity to appeal, should Council wish to do so, and should they wish to do so, the deadline for that appeal is the April of next year. So it is for committee to decide whether they wish to pursue that course of action.
I think it might be sensible just to close that off now. I had a word with Mr. Clark earlier on today, and to me it looks ridiculous that we're not allowed to charge, we can't do anything to earn any revenue from this, we're responsible for the maintenance of this and the good upkeep of it, but they would put the rates up or put the charge up. I believe we should appeal against this, but I also believe that we should take some legal interpretation as to what sort of a case we've actually got, because looking at it from purely a legal hat, I can't see how they can justify raising it when we're not allowed to retrieve any revenue from it. We have to maintain it ourselves, and you know, we've got no way to generate any income from it.
Did that?
And that's under their under their direction anyway. Their edict.
So did they give any reason for refusing the appeal?
Yes, they did. Essentially, it was the same reasoning that they gave the last time we considered this, which was there is insufficient evidence to justify a decrease in the rates, and the fact that there's no rent, to put it in layman's terms, they're saying it's not their problem.
Councillor Kilmurray.
But it is their problem, because it is their lease to us that prevents us from making any money off it at all.
How about turning it round and going back to South Cams and saying, can we alter the lease so that we can charge in order to pay your rates?
I think that might cause a lot of problems in the village and around, because it's a good way of keeping cars off the street. This is a personal view. If you start to charge, people will start to park along the high street. They will just refuse, and there will be cars left along there all day long, because it will just be, because there's no yellow lines, there's nothing there, we don't get policed that way at all. And if we did charge them, then we'd have to put employees in there to check, then we'd have to go through the fines process, we'd have to recruit, etc. etc.
I'm playing devil's advocate, yeah. Because £24,000 a year is an extortionate amount of money, and so I think there is a duty on the council to at least consider what the other options are.
Just also to advise committee, looking at the latest invoices, it does appear that there might be an element of rent relief applied to that bill, because the invoice was not £24,000.
Although,
and next year's budget, as it currently stands, looks to be sufficient. And the budget is $14,440 from memory.
And that has taken account of the increase?
Well, the rentable value hasn't actually changed. So it was 24,000 last year, it's 24,000 this year. So I've just budgeted something like 5% increase in rents.
But I do intend to contact South Cambs tomorrow and assess what, if any, the rate relief is currently applied.
What does the committee think, though, with regard to taking legal advice for the cost of engaging one of our solicitors that we use just to ask the questions based on the documents that are already in place? The fact is that we're not allowed to charge anything in that car park, and that's in the agreement that we have, in our lease agreement. Surely we must have a sensible argument. We must have an argument that's worth taking back to South Cambs, but it may well be worth taking legal advice for the price of £200-300 worth of consultation to find out where we stand. Any views?
Seems like an entirely reasonable course of action. I mean, it just seems nonsense that they can charge us this money. I don't think anyone in the village would argue against spending a few hundred pounds on the off chance, as it were, that we'll get 24,000 a year back. I think it's that's what one
of deducted the equivalent.
Yeah, indeed. So I mean, that's what 1% of a year's.
I doubt very much whether we get everything back, because it is a facility that is being used by people to park on the main roads. Oh, and we do lease the land, so I think there would be, but it's just trying to avoid the increases.
For the new car park, the rate went up from something like £10,000 to £24,000. So, you know, I don't think we'd ever get away with paying.
We'd get it all back.
Other than at least £10,000, but it's still worth saving, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can I ask Councillor Norman and the RFO? The £10,000 that we paid previously, was that the rateable value previously? And if it was the rateable value, how much did we actually pay?
No, we paid £10,000 rates, I think.
Okay. So at the moment, we're being asked
and
to pay.
And how much are we paying now?
14.
Okay. Because that's not such a huge increase.
No, I think that there is. I'm with the clerk that there is some magic going on so that we're not paying the full amount. Why don't we let the clerk establish quite what's going on and then decide whether we want to rock the boat?
And when do we have to do our appeal? Sorry, to refresh me.
If you wish to appeal, the deadline for doing so is April of next year.
Okay, so we've got plenty of time.
Okay, so as an action from this committee then, if the clerk could take it up with South Cambs, find out exactly where we sit with this, what type of rebates we're getting, and we'll have some better numbers to work with in January at the next Finance and Legal Governance meeting.
Yes, because presumably we have to have an agenda item to spend money on solicitor's fees anyway.
Sorry, from memory, I think, was it not the original appeal went in when they put the rates up from something like 5,000 to about 11,000? I think that's when the original appeal went in, and it just took forever to come through. So this, I think the 24,000 is a slight red herring, because that was the rateable value it is at the moment.
Right. So I can't remember the details of it, but
we're paying
substantially more.
We're paying substantially more than we used to be paying for the same car. Well, not the same car, but
no.
It's not a huge number of extra spaces, as has been pointed out in the past. We spent the money to improve it, and then they want the rates up.
It does sound to me that we have got a sensible argument here, which we could push with, but I think I agree with Castleman. I think if Mr. Clark could actually do some investigation and then come back to us with some numbers as to where we stand, and then we can make a decision whether we put this on to. We can actually go for, we could do this in this committee, couldn't we? We could go to a solicitor, couldn't we? this committee could actually...
I would wish to consult the terms of reference first before answering that question.
All right, okay, that's the agenda.
I can't remember.
So, if that could be a vote, that would be useful. Thank you.
Could I have a proposal, please, to Councillor Sedd, seconder, Councillor Kilmurray, all those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. So, take that one forward. thank you for that. Okay, is there any answer? Right, public participation, if Councillor Kilmurray is just going to bring in the audience now. Okay, right, as there's no one in the public gallery, we'll move on. Governance matters, to consider an updated terms of reference for the internal audit, which was FGO 2818A. Has anybody had a chance to read through the amendments done by our RFO? And if so, are there any questions or further queries with regard to that? Councillor?
No, it looks very good and covers the points we might wish to see made.
Okay. Any other comments, Councillor Kilmurray?
Just quickly, I have read it and I don't see anything else to add.
Okay, and I will endorse that statement as well. I think it's very good and it covers all of the issues. Right, if we're no further amendments to this, can we have a proposer to accept? Councillor Norman and Councillor Stead, second. All those in favour? That's carried. So thank you very much. And thank you very much for your hard work on that. And Mr. Clark, if we have a copy later, and either Councillor Norman, if you'd like to sign it, or I'll sign it, it's up to you.
Oh, I'll let you sign it.
Okay, so I'll do that afterwards. Thank you. Right, now I'll pass over to our Mr. Clark to discuss the next part under Finance Matters FGO 2918, to consider the need for an investment strategy. And I believe Councillor Norman has seen this document as well.
I have, yes.
Right, so I'll pass over to Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Chair. So just to give the committee some background on this, in the very near future, the Council is going to be in receipt of a significant sum of S106 money, in excess of £100,000. This triggers an obligation to have regard to government mandatory guidance with regard to how parish councils can and cannot invest finances. Consequently, it occurs to me that councils should consider whether they need an investment strategy, stroke policy, and if so, when. My advice is that you do need one. My advice is further that having one in place by the term of the financial year would be prudent. So I'm presenting the documents to committee tonight just to really get it on committee's radar. It is not the intention that there should be a great big discussion about it tonight or setting a course of action. In fact, investment strategies can only be set up by full council. So whatever happens, it would be probably a recommendation coming from this committee to a future council meeting with a view to setting up an investment strategy, as I said, for the term of the financial year. Our RFO and I will do further work on this over the course of the coming months and present a report to full council with some recommendations in it. And it will cover things like where we stand with the financial compensation scheme, with regard to £5,000 limits for a bank account, and any other options that we think might be worth further exploration in terms of making the most out of the money that's coming our way. As a general rule, a hard and fast rule, S106 money has to be spent within 10 years of receipt, otherwise you have to give it back. So there is not a time, the time is not pressing on this. It may be the council wants to move quite quickly, but you don't have to. So there is opportunity here to be wise with money, and I'd like to present a more rounded picture with options to council after the turn of the new year.
Yes, happy with that.
Anybody got any questions?
No.
I think if I could just ask, when you're looking at the process here, can we take into consideration, I think we'll discuss this with you, things like Little Hands. Are we looking at that as a profit vehicle, or are we looking at it as just a pure break-even and a community vehicle? We have to define those sort of things to identify.
I mean, in the terms of how it's defined here, Little Hands would be probably an investment property. We're not holding it for parish council use, or right. Not using it as a service. No. That would probably fall into that. and regardless of Section 106 monies, we're currently, we've got about 97,000 in our deposit accounts, so we're only about 3,000
sure.
Once you start having in little hands, we kind of need this anyway. I wouldn't need to move these documents. But I mean, essentially, we're saying, you know, we're at this level, parish councils have quite a lot of money. It's public money. We should be looking to try and safeguard it against inflationary pressures and look at trying to do the best we can with the money we've got. But you know, they want it invested in safe vehicles with reputable companies, and you know, how quickly we need the money back, so how liquid.
That limits our options anyway.
Options, and you're not going to be able to get huge returns because we need to be safe and you know.
Yeah, we just need to beat inflation really, to or even to
probably meet, won't be able to
but that's almost impossible.
You know, we might be able to get a lot more, significantly more return than we do putting in the unity bank thing. So it's just working on it. And I think it says we only have to do it for one. We renew it each year, so we're only really looking at our next 12 months. How do we want to?
So presumably we'll be looking at the banks and things with capital adequacy ratios and what level, double A's, single A's, triple A's, or whatever, that type of thing.
I don't think we need to go that.
Yeah.
I think we'll just look at what. There are a few funds that are
available. Or guilds, perhaps.
Government sector. Okay, so we'll look forward to receiving some updated things on Boxing Day. Okay, thank you very much for that. And we'll add that to the next one of the government's meeting agenda, or do you think that's too soon? Should we wait to finish the preset first, then move on to that?
I would prefer to add it to the February agenda.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Same set. Okay. We don't need a meeting for that, do we? Okay, now to move on to the main item on the agenda tonight. Before we start, I would just like to say for the record, thank you very much indeed to the team, Gabby, Simon and Claire, for all of the input, and especially Gabby for the immense amount of work that's been done to prepare this document and put it into a form that laymen can understand as well. It's well produced, thank you very much indeed, just for the record. Now, moving forward onto this document, I don't suppose it's going to make too much sense to actually go through item by item, but Gabby actually has, sorry, our RFO has the document on the laptop, and we can amend figures if we want to discuss as we go through. So may I suggest that, and this is on the advice of the Mr. Clark here, which I think is a good idea, we just go by heading. I'll talk about the heading, or we'll go to the heading, and then if anybody has any items or any issues they would like to raise on any specific things we go down the list. I think some of the bigger ticket items may well pick up the comment, an odd comment or two, and then we can move forward sort of more rapidly. So just to commence, if we start with conservation, has anybody got anything they want to ask or raise with regard to this this particular category?
Are we, can I just clarify, Mr.
Sorry,
Chair, are we only looking at the 2019-20 column and not too fussed about the predictions for the
no,
2 years after that?
So it's our, part of our financial regs now suggests that we should have a 3-year budget, but I wouldn't, you're not approving that, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. It's just an indication, and it actually, until we finalise this, you can't really get that to be too accurate anyway.
Right, so starting down on...
Sorry, could I just say something to preface the whole discussion? I mean, for the previous 2 years, we set precept on the wing and the prayer. We did our best on how much to allocate in all the different budgets, and last year was much better than the year before. But I think this year, we do actually have confidence that it does reflect what we need to spend.
There's far more control, and actually you can identify very clearly where the numbers have come from.
Yes, and I don't think this year we've forgotten anything.
Down,
no. No, because even last year, as Gabby went through, she realised that some things hadn't been included. But you know, we've learned year on year, so I have faith in this.
Now, having read through the document, and as again for the record, I believe it to be well structured and well put together. But I think for good measure, we just need to tick a box,
yes.
if we call it that crudely. But I think we need to go through it category by category just to make sure, and I'm sure there will be some questions, but I think we need to just move through, try and do it a little bit quickly. Mm-hmm. So, conservation, does anybody have any issues they want to raise under that heading?
Is 2,350 enough for the Stockbridge Meadows boardwalk replacement? It seems rather good value for the amount of work that needs to be done.
We've had an offer of help from a group of volunteers who are skilled enough to be able to undertake the work.
Ah, lovely.
So the cost reflected there only reflects the cost of materials.
Lovely. Okay.
It's come from Johnson Matthey. They've got work teams and project groups that TW.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on conservation?
No.
Okay. No one else around the table? Right, okay. I think we'll take that one. Cemeteries. Anybody want to raise anything here? Okay, is there a basis? I don't see any issues. Okay, I'll take no comment, Mean. Okay, move forward. Play areas and recreation grounds. I'll raise one point if I can. Mm. As it's £11,900 of recreation ground, do we believe that we have covered ourselves with all of the work that we need to do within that area? Because there was a lot more football going on over there now, and the play area, etc. If we're comfortable with that, does anybody have any questions? Any comments to make? Mr. Clark?
Just to point out that on the screen now is a breakdown of the current costs.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, I mean, again, this year we really looked in detail at the costs associated with football and the pavilion. So, again, I think we've got them all.
Now, the only reason I was raising it was because it's an over £10,000 ticket item, and I just thought it was worth just asking the question, because it is one of the larger chunky ones. Yes, that all looks very good. Yeah, yes.
May I raise a point?
Yes,
Mr. Chair. Just the where are we on the pavilion? This financial year, we appear to have gone £3,500 over budget, and then the budget for next financial year is not as high as what we're spending this year.
So we've got £2,500 estimate for drain repairs this year.
Right.
Which hopefully won't be doing that.
I can support that, because that came through the maintenance committee, that they've identified where some of the backing up has happened in the toilets and various things, and it's got to be done properly. Okay. Any other comments under the play area and recreational grounds?
I thought that was for next year. Sorry, didn't read your notes.
To move on to the big one, really, the finance and general purpose. Okay, does anybody have any issues here? Or any comments or any questions with the numbers?
No, I mean, an awful lot of this category is set anyway, because it's salaries and other decisions we've made, the loans and other decisions that we've made.
I say, I think it's worth going through it just for good measure, but I would have one question. Under the parish office and IT contract, we're saying £22,780. Are we comfortable that we need that amount of money to cover us for IT?
Expenses,
yes,
as well as
holy stuff, the whole package.
The office
package.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So that, you know, you've got the office rent in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
some holding rents in there. Okay.
Park of it is
office. Yes. So
the single biggest thing in there. Okay. And the rest are just kind of, accounting software, websites,
photocopier rent,
Just to give committee a further bit of information, the rental agreement on the current photocopier is due for renewal in January of next year. We have managed to obtain a quote that gives us a better machine for less money.
Okay.
not a lot less, £100 or £200, that's less. I would also like to make a request of committee as well. Is the budget for a third workstation in this category?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for this financial year.
For this financial year.
Well, there's not a budget, but a forecast for spending it.
Yeah.
But not for next year.
Okay. I just wanted to flag up to committee that I would like to spend that money this financial year.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you include in next year's budget for IT the cost of an extra workstation? Because that'll push the per computer cost up only by a few hundreds, but
no, we didn't.
So Lucid IT support.
Lucid will want more money for another machine. The antivirus software, licensing for office software, etc.
So at the minute it's about £1,000 for three. So I'm thinking 1,300.
Yeah, probably something like that.
So they tend to come down the more you have, don't they?
Well, at least this sort of numbers is probably not going to change much until you get to five.
It may be that I could do a deal with
you. But you might be able to do something.
Mm-hmm. If we budget £1,300.
Right, so, Chair, it's my intention to reflect any decisions or recommendations for change that the committee makes tonight in the minutes.
Okay.
So, can I just have us 3 seconds to take down the cost code?
Sure.
So it's... where are we?
So it's...
from this committee, so we don't have to actually vote on this to the end.
You vote that you agree on the recommendations, and then the recommendations as a job lot go to full council for ratification in January.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clark. Okay, are there any other questions down here? I have one more, but anybody else have anything? Mm-hmm. Councillor Kamara?
Yeah, I know it was a decision made by the during the last council period. But do we still think we need the path on alongside the bus stop?
That is certainly a recommendation coming forth from the maintenance committee.
Yeah.
On the basis that area looks a mess and there's no point in replanting the shrubs and everything without having removed the root cause, if you'll pardon the pun, of people taking the short cut to the burger van.
I did actually have an on-site meeting with our contractors last week, who's come up with quite a nifty suggestion on this, so quotes will be forthcoming. It's not...
Yeah, 14,000 is an awfully large number for...
Sorry?
14,000.
But then you lose the rates.
Yes, 14,000 isn't just
the rates.
Yeah, but That's the rates, utilities and maintenance.
Yeah, misreading the notes.
No, that's where we're going.
It's not £14,000.
No, I was going to say.
I think it's £1,000.
Yeah, £1,000. Because the clerk is going after the South Council rates.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My question was on the community hub maintenance and replacements. £15,930, and we are replacing kitchen equipment. And this is all necessary to be done, plus the CCTV. If I could ask Councillor Kilmary his comments on that.
This was presented to the maintenance committee. This is what we would like to see done.
I don't think it was ever discussed by
this. This has not been a maintenance committee agenda. Councillor Travis sent in a wish list, if you like.
Yes.
And it fed into budget deliberations. And Councillor Hales also participated, certainly with a request for an upgrade to the CCTV. But this is the first time any of the parish council committees have formally considered it.
Some of the things which were on the hub management group's proposals were removed, so are not included in there, on the basis that what went in here were things that are genuinely maintenance and replacement of the parish council's responsibilities. So there were certain other things, requests for a projector for downstairs and things, which it was felt are optional and are sort of community based and therefore could be covered by applications to the community grant fund in due course. I can tell you what they are if you like. The public PA and radio mic system for the atrium and the infrared heaters for the outside seating area, and I think we include the leaflet rack in.
Yes, but that was really cheap, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
So that's still in there.
Okay.
Can I suggest that the maintenance committee actually looks at these and gives them a ranking according to our criteria at the meeting in January, so that can feed into the full parish council meeting?
Mr. Clark, if that could be added to the next maintenance meeting. Thank you. Right, okay, moving down. Do we have any other questions with regard to the general side? Obviously, the rates for the car park will be looked at, and we'll have to come back to a future meeting before we ratify this. But,
can I advise that council proceed and ratify the budget on the basis of being for the best and preparing for the worst?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. Okay, so will we? Sorry, Councillor.
Chair, just one question on election costs. We know that elections are going to be every 4 years. Would it make sense to spread the expected expenditure of elections over the 4 years, so we don't get a, albeit very small spike once every 4 years, which sort of then just sort of goes in. If we know that it's going to be every 4 years, then we can plan for that in advance.
The difficulty here is predicting what the election cost might be, because elections only cost any sort of meaningful amount of money if they're contested. Otherwise, if an election is uncontested, then there's just a nominal administrative fee, which is going to be about £200.
And I think also we've already got money in the election. We've got an election reserve.
At the minute has nearly 3,000 in it.
Okay.
So it's really to cover things like the fire elections, when you get a sort of snap election. Now we could fund that a bit more, but we sort of had in a preliminary discussion if you decided you want to, we could put more money in that reserve.
Even if you have a contested by-election, the cost will only really ramp up if you elect to use polling cards. That's where the big cost is involved in an election, and the rest of it, still a cost.
I was unaware of the current reserves, that's fine. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The other cost there is we have two elections on the same day, so a district or a county and parish.
Yeah.
But if we have, you can't have three, so if district and county fall on the same day, so that they can save money, if we have an election at the same time, it doesn't work.
For that reason, county elections are staggered and district and council, district and parish elections are now in line with one another, so they will always be on the same day now. District and parish, county will always be in an off year.
And if we built up our general reserves anyway, so we've got a good cushion, then we'd be able to cover it.
Okay. I think based on that, I think we leave as is. Are there any more comments or questions on the finance and general purpose? Okay, so we're accepting where we stand at the moment, subject to certainly being checked out, which is the village car park. Moving on to planning. Any questions on planning?
There's nothing to question.
There's nothing new future developments coming up that we need to think about?
Well, not that we know of at the moment. But once the Melbourne Futures Working Party starts working, if it comes up with possible areas, then it will come back to council and council can choose to allocate money to
reserves.
It.
From reserves.
I think for the moment we're fairly safe till the current local plan runs out.
Five
5 years, but I think we're already into it, aren't we?
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's quite the case, because they've got to start reviewing it next year. So
right.
Actually,
be a call for land.
Yes. So there might be things we want to challenge, etc. Then, but we won't know what they are until we get further into the process.
Okay. I think but probably next year we'll.
And we have learned a lot to draw on, have we not?
Okay. Right, there's no questions on that. Highways? Any questions on the highways?
Yes, please, Chair. I note that we are looking to budget for starting to upgrade street lighting to LEDs. How many street lights can we upgrade within that £1,900 budget?
31.
And we have 35, I believe.
I said 5 then, sorry.
35 within the village.
No, actually, I think it's 31. The issue here is that there are 31 or 35 street lights in the village that the parish council has responsibility for, and that includes responsibility for maintenance and responsibility for the electricity bill. Yep. Those lights are all old halogen style lamps, soon will be no longer manufactured, and use quite a bit more electricity than LEDs.
Indeed.
So my suggestion to council going forward is that the council should have a maintenance contract in place for the street lights it has responsibility for, but currently it doesn't. And should we put that maintenance contract in place, then the contractors are bound to tell us that at some point they will need to be upgraded to LED. So the £1,900 in the budget reflects the fact that we would probably upgrade them piecemeal over a number of years, as well as have the maintenance contract in place for the replacement of the lamp should any lamp fail.
Yeah. And that is with Balfour Beatty, isn't it?
Balfour Beatty would be the first outfit I would approach, yes, but there are others.
Will we go out for multiple quotes, or...?
Yeah, probably would. Yeah.
But actually, at the moment, that in that 1900, 1400 is electricity, and 500 is maintenance contract. Okay. The suggestion of upgrading the lights sits within reserves, so to start building up a reserve to... to replace these lights, which is something you may want to debate, but that's suggesting doing over 3 years at 12 a year, whatever the price that was, 240.
So we're looking at approximately a 3 year upgrade. I mean, my sort of question was, it doesn't seem an awful lot of money to start upgrading lights, and if they're going to start saving us money, then we may as well do it sooner rather than later.
We could agree, let's do it longer, but it's not necessarily urgent.
No, it's not. The
upgrade cost is £240 per lamp.
Yes.
And our electric costs at the moment are £240, did I say?
It's £1,400 for the year. Yeah.
I saw a note that said we'd save
£20
per year per upgraded lantern.
As an estimate.
Yeah.
£20 per year per LED is the energy cost or saving?
Saving.
That's not huge.
So it's a 12-year payback.
Yeah, which is not bad, but it's... would have expected it to be a larger saving.
I think the way that the RFO has presented this, it makes sense to do it in a stage like this.
I think 3 years. I mean, my comment was it didn't seem like we were going to be upgrading quickly enough, but I think three years seems quite reasonable. Yeah. We're not just lumping the 30 lots of £247,800 in 1 year, but spreading it over a few years seems very reasonable.
And obviously the contingency's in there if one fails. So
there may be managed with adopting the policy of if one fails, upgrade it.
Yes, yes. I think that's you may as well, rather than just replacing the bulb with an old-fashioned one, you may as well have a policy to guide us.
Okay. So we're comfortable with the approach here, are we?
Yeah.
Highways. Moving forward. Okay. Rental property. So next heading. Okay. Any comments on that? Which is presumably is mostly for factors.
Presumably the 2018-19 budget will have some water works.
It doesn't at the moment.
It's only just been identified.
Yeah, indeed.
Today. Yeah, I had it. Okay, so from my perspective, are we actually allowing enough, because we know we've got to do the exterior electrical work, which has been, you factored that in already, haven't you, Kevin? The £800 worth of exterior work to remove the box and get it all reconfigured, although we'd have to go to the utility company to get that started. Thank you. And we've had the quote, haven't we, for to do the assessment of the standard interior, but not to give us a quote for the actual work if it needs to be done.
Correct.
So
we've budgeted for the quote, sorry, for the report to be done this year, and then we've included there 5,000, which was just
to have to do the
electrical works. Quote came in at 1,600?
Yeah. That's just for the report.
And we are out for second quote on that, aren't we? We're tendering out for to do a...
We have asked for a second quote for the report, yes.
Okay. Because I'm thinking if £1,600 would be just to do the assessment, 5,000 seems a bit shy of the actual work if it has to be completely done. Because looking at it the last time I was in there, it did look pretty grim. And if they've got to rip the whole lot out and start again, that's not £5,000 in anybody's book. So I think we might have underestimated. We may be okay if it's just the board that needs to be done, just the actual board itself. The proper board. But if there is faults within the wiring structure, because it's very old structure, very old wiring, we may be taking ourselves well over
five. When was it last tested?
I don't know.
This is probably moving to maintenance.
I'm not convinced it has been.
Yeah. Well, when you actually look at it, if you look at the box, I was in there with them last time they did it, and it's very antiquated equipment that's in there. It's way out of. And if you're going into the next level of what's acceptable, especially with a commercial building, it's going to be up there. I think 5,000 is under 15 at the moment.
Could I advise that at the present moment, committee just don't know how much the extent of the works is going to cost, if anything. But we do know how much the report is going to cost. And it's not like we can't move money around in the budget should an urgent need arise. So I would suggest that we can go with known quantities for the time being and adjust that figure later down the line should they need it.
Yeah, from my own experience, work needed to upgrade to modern standards on a three-bedroom flat was of the order of 2,500, and that was basically replace the fuse board. And that was pretty much it. The wiring itself was fine.
But I don't,
so this is, if you're saying that the wiring looks a bit ropey, then...
The only reason I'm coming in with that view is because looking at the board, it's extremely old, and it may mean that some of the wiring is degraded or needs to be replaced. That's the danger. It's not, if you're just going in and taking the box out, replacing it and resetting it.
But I mean, I agree with the clerk. We're not going to know by the time we have to agree with preset. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever we guess, and we can take it out of reserves if we have to.
So we'll just highlight it, and then we find out before the next meeting. You know, it's likely to be 10,000 or whatever. We'll put that in and adjust the reserves.
Okay.
Contributions to reserves.
Okay. It is worth pointing out that council has two more meetings at which they can make modifications to this budget before you have to finalise it.
So we've got a second quote coming, or do we?
We've got a second quote coming for the assessment report. Yes.
So we have got someone going in there in the not too distant future.
The assistant clerk has actioned that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I think that's a good plan. Okay, are we all happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's just, I think that's really the only one that needs to be marked up as a question mark at the moment. Okay, let's go to properties. Contributions to reserves. Budgeted contributions to reserves. Any questions on this area? Are we comfortable with the questions? No questions? Okay. And community benefit.
So we don't really budget.
Need to go down
no, I mean, though we get what we're given on that,
and then we spend.
So it's up year on year.
Okay, so at the moment, then we are in agreement with the one alteration that's already been made, which Mr. Clark will actually identify.
Yes, you have increased the budget of Lucid IT support from 1,000 to 1,300.
So that will have to be approved here, and we will leave it as is with regard to the electrical work at this stage, subject to a possible alteration in the future if we get, depending upon the response from the electricians when they come in to do their checking. Okay, so can I have a proposer, please, or to approve the...
Chair, do we want, before we do the vote, do we want to discuss the 5%?
Okay, sorry, I do apologise. Yes, Councillor Norman.
Do we need to discuss, Mr. Chair, do we need to discuss the forecast income first? Because that obviously changes the total balance.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
It sort of is what it is.
But we're budgeting, aren't we, for expected? So it's just whether or not we believe those budgets are correct.
Okay. No point. Okay. If we turn to the income budget workings, again we'll pick up the headings. Conservation. Does anybody have any issues there or questions? It's been referred to about the empty plots. About that provision. Okay. Mm-hmm. Questions on that? Cemeteries? Okay. Any questions? The play and rec areas? Match fees? It's all fixed now, isn't it? Since these diagrams.
And Saturdays and Sundays fixed now as well.
Yes. So the Sundays aren't?
No.
Saturdays and Sundays are both ad hoc bookings.
Ad hoc. But the dynamos are?
Dynamos are fixed annual contribution.
Okay. No, I'm just looking, the numbers are lower than we took this year.
Jimmy was explaining with those, it depends how far they get in the league. Mm. So
they don't know in advance how many games they'll play over the season. If they get knocked out early, will they just stop playing? Whereas if they go through, there are more matches, so that we don't know, we can't predict.
So we just tried to put some prudent letter in, offer £2,500.
So we have to go to the sideline and cheer to get more.
Yes.
It's better to work with a conservative estimate anyway. So
absolutely. If we gain extra, it's all to the good.
Recreation grounds, like pavilion hire, main charge. Okay, any other questions on that heading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, finance and general purpose, interest receivable.
Who knows, we may be able to bump that figure up.
Well, once we go offshore.
Yeah. And even if we double it, I don't think we're going to. We're not going to make a huge difference.
Okay, rental property. Okay, we're using the fixed for little hands, so that's not going to change yet.
Can I just flag something up on that? I mean, I think it says in the lease agreement that actually the rent is renewable annually or something. We certainly build in a review of the rent, and this isn't to suggest that we should put it up this year, but I think it's something we need to keep in mind.
Presumably, we need to sort of put it up by inflation.
Chair, can I suggest that I schedule a review of Little Hands rent and lease for a future meeting of this committee?
I think that would be wise, and then if we can actually get copies of the lease as well, that would be we'll have copies of the lease so that we know what we're actually dealing with as well. Because when I did the, I think it's before you came on, Councillor Kelly, I did the negotiations with Little Hands for the rental increase, but it hadn't been done for so long.
Yes.
And I think, personally, to go back within 12 months after having gone so far, but I think it's worth looking at it, to structure it,
Yes.
And so we know where we're coming from, so we've got a sensible set of arguments, and we keep the dialogue going with them as well.
I mean, perhaps from, as you say, the this year might be a bit harsh, but maybe budgeting for next year, a sort of CPI increase.
Well, I think Mr. Clark has actually made a good point. We should be on top of this. If we're getting on top of most other things now,
well, we are.
We should stay on top of this. It's a tenant. And we,
and it's such a big proportion of parish council's income that we shouldn't
especially as we're actually laying money out to clean it up.
Yeah,
as well. Yeah. I think that's a good suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, and if we schedule a review as suggested, and then talk, if we decide not to put it up, all well and good.
We should write and tell them we've decided to make
I was going
point
to say,
that
yes, I think
next year at the same time, so that we have an annual review, perhaps we allow them to go 12 months plus what they've had this time before the first time.
I think that's a point for discussion at the
party meeting.
I think that's a good idea actually. I think it shows a sign of goodwill and a gesture, but it also gives them a mark on the page as to when it's going to happen again next year, so they can start preparing and thinking about it.
That's a good suggestion, Councillor Cameron.
Okay, are there anything else under rentals? No. Precept? Obviously, we're down to that now. So, are there any other questions before we look to take a vote on the RFO and the clerk's good works? The comment, because the RFO has made the point of whether we go up 5% per household or 5% overall. I've seen a number of emails coming back that seem to favour going for what would equate to 8% per household. The only thing we need to be careful of is we need to be able to justify this if challenged as to why we've gone that route. As long as we've got a suitable argument that's appropriate to meet any questions we might get from residents, then I would vote in favour of that. Councillor Cameron.
I'd like to suggest a justification being that a general reserve target of 6 months' time's budgeted expenditure is a reserve of £135,000. We've currently got reserves of less than, forecast to be 101,000 at year end. Therefore, we are short, we need to be contributing to reserves, and that in itself, I think, is a justification.
Which is good management.
For good management. Obviously, we've got more houses coming into the village. As a parish council, it is our job to spend money on public services. It's therefore justifiable that we are spending a little bit more on those new households. So I think it is reasonable to look at the cost increase per household rather than the overall cost, because if the village doubled in size overnight, we would need to double the precept at a 0% per household. So I think it's justifiable to look at the cost per household rather than the overall precept increase.
I think I agree. I personally agree with that. And also I think we haven't got crystal balls, and there is likely to be things that will crop up in the future. And if we don't,
well, we still don't have our maintenance plan, do we?
And in the
absence of that, then there are undoubtedly going to be other things that
will crop up.
As
things get older in the village and such.
And also, as Councillor Norman stated at the beginning of the proceedings this evening, this is potentially the first sort of properly well thought out budget. Last year, as you say, was sort of put together on previous things, and obviously we have a previous history, so I think the budget is what the budget is. It has been very well laid out. The RFO and the clerk and the assistant to the clerk have done excellent work on it, and I think it's entirely
and I think the other general point to make is with this one, we have now started to move the village forward. Last year it was just firefighting, all the things that hadn't been done. This year we've saved money on maintenance contracts, so obviously that's reflected in the precept, but we are spending more on bringing other areas of the village developing them, like the wild play area, you know. We're starting.
Make to be more of a community that people want to live in, yes. which is what it's all about. Councillor Kamara.
I would support the 5% per household increase and the precepting, the total amount of money increase is what it is. But the other thing we've got to look at is making sure that we do keep moving up, moving the costs up, because we don't know what we're going to get thrown at us from other councils, district and county, that are trying to cut costs and push services down. To try and raise the precept by a huge number is not easy. If we then have to cover those sort of costs.
Slowly catching up.
Yeah.
Mr. Clark.
So I would recommend that the proposal be worded in such a fashion, something along the lines of to recommend the budget as amended to full council, incorporating a 5% increase in precept per household, per Band D household, I should say.
Just a quick question then. So the tax base has gone up by 56 from last year to this year. We've obviously got the nearly 200 houses being built off new roads. So is it expected that those will end up on
next year's? Not all of them next year, but absolutely
A significant chunk. So do we need to factor that in a little bit? Because if there's going to be another 100 houses next year, do we need to think about what increase we're going to do then? Because obviously, I mean, I don't know, do councils ever put their precept down per household?
Yes, absolutely they do, yeah. I would not recommend that particular course of action in this case, though, because the S106 agreement for the Hopkins Homes development is rife with trigger points, so they can't occupy X number of houses until they've done Y and Z actions, and we do not know when they're going
to happen.
And indeed, we are challenging some of them. So that will be a filtering process. And I would imagine even a really great developer going great guns would have to do really well to build and occupy 200 houses in a year. So I would anticipate that the tax base will rise again next year by something similar to what it's risen this year. So I'd say somewhere between 50, 75, 85 houses most.
It's 57 houses you based this on, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's
which is Victoria Heights. Yeah.
We'll get that figure in October of next year. So there will be plenty of time for it to feed into budget deliberations between October of next year and February of the year after, which is when we have to set the budget.
And then that also depends on how we've achieved through this budget as well, whether we've got flexibility in there to play with, or whether we've had extra costs, etc. Okay, so on the basis of the budget as amended, per household band D, is this committee in agreement that we should go 5% per household? Can I have a proposer for that, please? Councillor Cowley, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Norman, all those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. So that's carried. And with regard to the RFO's work here and Mr. Clark's work on the budget, can I have a proposal to approve as amended with the...
The lion's share of this work was the RFO's.
Sorry, I sit corrected. As the RFO's work on this document, can I have a proposal to go with as amended, subject to the £300 which has been adjusted? Councillor Kilmurray, and a seconder, please. Councillor Norman, all those in favour? It's carried. Unanimous. Thank you. It just leaves for me to identify that the next meeting, the FGO 3018, will be on the 21st of January 2019 at 7:30. Thank you very much.